Welcome to Hope Talks, where we share inspiring stories of hope in Jesus Christ. Hope Talks is hosted by Pastor Margaret Michael and Grayson Willis. Join us for uplifting stories of triumph, faith, and the enduring power of Christ's love. Also, if you're in the listening area, tune in to 1470 AM or 102.1 FM WBTX to listen to Hope Talks every Sunday at noon.
Welcome to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I'm Grayson Willis. Thanks for tuning in. And today I have two guests joining me. My guest co-host today is Angela Cole. She's been on before. So Angela, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, co-hosting.
And also we're joined by Ramona Ritchie. Ramona, it's great to have you today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
And Ramona Ritchie works at Generations Crossing.
Correct.
Here in Harrisonburg, and we will get to that, but probably first we should give a little background. Maybe just start out telling us where you're from.
Well, I was born and raised in Keyseltown, Virginia. Been there all my life, and my parents were hardworking, good Christian people. My daddy was a farmer and a school bus driver, and my mother was a homemaker who worked very, very hard. And I was the youngest of four children, and I'm married to the same man for 45 years.
Wow.
And we have two adult children, and I have four grandchildren.
Wow.
And I went into nursing school, was in the last graduating class at RMH in 1977, and have been in long-term care nursing most of my life.
So where did that passion for nursing come from?
Growing up, I thought I wanted to be either a teacher or a nurse. And when I was a sophomore in high school, my father had a really serious heart attack. And I remember being in the hospital and just very impressed with the nurses who not only took care of my father, but really administered to my mother and the family. And from then on, I just knew that nursing was the career that I was to take.
That's beautiful. And then you finished your nursing career, and then when did you start in long-term care?
I graduated. We went year-round. It was a three-year diploma school. And so I started in June of 74, within 2 weeks after high school graduation, and went year-round. Graduated in January of 77, worked at the hospital on med-surg floor till October of that year. Went to Sunnyside in November 77 until 2007.
Right. Wow. And you were the director of nursing there.
The last 10 to 12 years, I was the director of nursing, associate vice president of health services.
Right. And that's how you and I have connected through the years. It's been a really cool
Correct.
Friendship and connection. We both worked in long-term care.
Yes.
And then it was a beautiful thing just to get to go to church together. And then you ended up at Generations Crossing.
Yes.
And my path was childcare, but you get the beauty of both worlds over there.
Yeah. Yes. So, I'm primarily with the adult care program, but because of us being an intergenerational facility, the children come in every day, so I do see them.
Tell us about how that works at Generations Crossing. Because it's a unique program.
It is a very unique program. We're the only one in the area. So we are a daycare center for adults and children. The adults are 18 on up. So our youngest right now is 19 and our oldest is 95.
Wow.
We have had an adult in the 14 years I've been there. I think she was 101. And like say, our youngest was 18. The child care is 6 weeks old to 9 years old.
Wow.
Right, for after school, all the way through.
Yeah, we do after school. We have two Rockingham County school buses that drop kids off after school. And then when they're out of school, like the last 2 days, they can come there. And then we also have a summer school program in the summer for the school-age kids to 9 years old.
So what led you to going to Generations Crossing in 2007?
Well, I left Sunnyside after 30 years there because, as Angela can identify with, that's all I knew, really, and I loved it, but the management, the staffing, the regulations, the on-call 24/7,
yes,
it really was wearing on my health and family relationships, and I just, when I turned 50, I said, can I do this till I retire, and I knew that I couldn't. So I took a leap of faith, and left without anything lined up, but I had 13 weeks of vacation. So I had some time that I
meaning
could just,
you never used any.
It seemed like I could never really take any good time off. And so I just did two different odd jobs for 2 years that I didn't care for, but it was okay. And then a good friend of mine that I'd worked with at Sunnyside happened to be on the board at Generations Crossing. And I had quit the job I was doing at Thanksgiving of 2008. And she called me on New Year's Eve and said, "Hey, what are you doing? Where are you working?" And I said, "Well, I'm without a job right now." And she said, "Well, Generations Crossing's hiring. And I thought you'd be perfect for the job." Karen Shiflett, know her. And I went in and shadowed at the nurse, and I said, "I think this would be a good fit." So I've been there since February of 2009.
Wow.
And I know that they were. I'm blessed to know the director there, and I know that she thinks you are quite the blessing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a good place to work, especially your older years, retirement years. It's more hands-on. It's not the stress, the fast-paced. You know, I've always felt in my career I've made a difference in people's lives, but here you get to really just get to know them and not have to do so much paperwork that you can really actually, as the term now in healthcare is person-centered care,
right?
Actually able to make that happen.
So if you want to talk about some of the hands-on things that you're able to do.
Well, I don't work as nurse unless the regular staff nurses call off, which sometimes, and then I fill in. I'm currently the admissions coordinator for the adult care. So I really enjoy that because if somebody shows up for a tour, calls in and wants to know about us, then I'm the one that meets them and interviews the family and the participant to see if they're a good fit, give them the tour, do all the paperwork, do that. So I really enjoy that because I feel like I really get to know them really well and it helps communicate that to the staff then when they start. I work today just like helping the CNAs maybe toilet somebody. I'm not too good to help take somebody to the bathroom.
That's right.
I worked as a nursing assistant, and I think sometimes nurses are better nurses because of taking care of loved ones, your own family members, which I've done, or also because of that. So I would never ask somebody to do what I wouldn't be willing to do. That's right. Just my philosophy. And I was at work today, and like it was rest time, but two ladies don't rest, and they talk a lot, and we try to get them to quiet down a little bit. But the one lady said, "I would love to have some ice cream." So I went to the freezer and got some vanilla ice cream with butterscotch syrup and took it over to the two ladies. And she said, "I just love you so much. I've always loved you, but I love you even more today." things like that just really, really make me feel good. The hugs that I give, the hugs I receive. One man was just really looking for his wife to come. So I gave him a little Kit Kat that calmed him down for a little while. So I don't know. I just like to feed the people that need to be fed and just give them hugs and be silly. And
you're good at that.
But being silly?
Yes, ma'am. I'm teasing. I know the care that you give is a blessing. So tell me, if someone was listening to this, what type of environment is this and who could be there? Who is allowed to come and who would this bless?
We have people with various diagnosis. We have people that are intellectually disabled, Down syndrome, traumatic brain injury, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, different forms of dementia, post-strokes. The main thing is they need to be willing to come. And some of the families have great difficulty getting them there. We have one gentleman in particular that yesterday morning he dropped his wife off and he said, "Good luck. She is fuming." She fumes with him the whole time that he's getting her ready to get her there. But once she walks in the door, she's so happy to be there. She loves it. Right before I left to come here, she said, "Thank you for a lovely day." And she's fine. Tomorrow morning, he'll go through the same thing with her. But when she's with us, she's so gracious and so involved.
Are you all able to help even that gentleman who's having to go through that? Are you able to support him or give him resources?
Yeah, this guy particularly, we have a really good rapport. He picks on me a lot and I pick on him, but I give him a hug every morning. and just say, go enjoy your day, do your thing.
So basically, it's families that really are trying to care for their loved ones at home
as adults,
but they need some support.
It's like they need respite. They need a day or two where they can just breathe. They need a day or two where they don't have to be responsible for anybody else but themselves. Go get their oil changed. Maybe the wives go get their hair done. Go to doctor's appointments. Spend a day babysitting their grandchild. I don't know. Just various needs. Some of our younger ones, their parents still work. So the nice thing about it, they can come one day a week up to 5 days a week. We like people to have a regular schedule because I think they become more engaged and feel more part of the program than just a hit or miss coming. Mm. So we really do encourage that. So we have probably 6 people maybe that come every single day. We're open at 7:30 and close at 5, closed on holidays. We do not provide transportation. That is difficult for some people because of their working jobs or the distance. We do have a few people that come by third-party transport. I'm not sure. They're sometimes stationed out of Charlottesville and away from here. But we do not do that. We accept private pay is on a sliding scale fee based on your monthly income. So if you make, let's say, over $1,600 a month, you're going to pay the top level, which we had a rate increase in September. I think it's $105 now. So that's nice that you have a sliding scale fee, because if you look at what it costs to have care come to the home, mm-hmm. it's very expensive. And a lot of them, it is that step between having to leave home and go into assisted living or a memory care.
That's what I was going to say. This prolongs the opportunity for staying in your home
definitely,
longer.
Definitely. And, you know, I think of two gentlemen right now that bring their wives who have dementia, and they say, even though their wives don't remember it, they're saying, if you don't go to Generations Crossing, I'm going to be forced to put you in a nursing home.
Because I need the help
break.
With care.
I can't do it.
And, you know, I think it's important for people to hear that it's okay to need the break.
Very important, because caregivers are under a lot of stress. And, you know, I tell the staff, we might have them 6 or 8 hours a day, but their families have them the other 12, 16 hours a day, plus holidays, plus weekends.
Right. Yeah.
And a lot of times the caregiver, something will happen to them before it does to the individual.
Yeah, because of that stress.
Because of the caregiving stress. They've got to take care of themselves. And for some people, it just provides socialization and stimulation. Whether they live alone or live with the family, it gives them outlet. They get engaged with other people. And I really, really firsthand saw the effects of COVID on our participants, because we were closed a couple months, and we had one daughter call, and she said, I understand y'all have to be closed, but if you all don't soon open, my mom is going to die, and I'd rather her die from COVID than die from loneliness and depression, because they can only do so much at home,
right?
You know, we do some bingo. We do a lot of group discussions, a lot of word games, trivia.
I've seen some dancing. I've seen y'all do some dancing.
We do a lot of music. We do not take our group out of the building. We just aren't equipped to have vans and buses and all that goes along with going on field trips. So we bring the community into us. So we're always looking for people that have talents that they're willing to share. So the music is a big hit. Like this afternoon, we have a guy that comes the first Wednesday of every month to sing and play the accordion. We have some people from this church that come and support us. Pam Whitmer
wonderful.
Comes. And just a community, just constantly reaching out to see what different types of talents and things that we can bring in. The children, a different age group, comes in every day and does an activity with the adults, and they love the interaction with the kids. We do seated exercises every morning. We have breakfast at 9. Hank's Barbecue caters the lunch. Mm-hmm. That's served at 12. And then we have an afternoon snack at 3. Try to take them outside, weather permitting. So, it's a great program. And it's amazing how many people still don't know about us. And we have been at the current location, which is basically across from Sunnyside Retirement mm-hmm. Community, at the intersection of Mesonetta Springs Road and Taylor Spring Lane. So it's kind of easy to find. It's a one-story building, and I've been to hospitals building. And talked to discharge planners. We go to health and care vendor fairs, just really, really trying to get the word out. So just, I know there's more people that need us. We can accommodate 24 adults a day. And prior to COVID, we were staying pretty full, and we have not been able to fully recover since COVID. We have found through our marketing the best way is word of mouth.
So if someone hears of a family that needs this kind of care,
give us a call, 540-434-4901. Extension or option 5 will come directly to my phone, Ramona Ritchie, and I will get back with you within 24 hours.
And this is ministry, as you were talking, I was thinking it's kind of a double-edged, a double-thored ministry, because you're ministering to the ones that need care, but you're also ministering to the caretaker of the one that needs
absolutely.
To be ministered to.
You can't do one without the other.
Yeah.
So and I do want to share, too, we also accept Medicaid if they have a CCC waiver. They have to have certain waivers, and we could tell that. But we do accept Medicaid. Valley Program for Aging Services, VPAS, has paid for some of our participants to attend. So you can always reach out to them and see if they have funds. And then we have a few veterans that the VA will pay for them to attend.
If someone was curious about those payments, could you help them with that?
I could give them the contact people.
Right.
Yes.
To help them with that.
Yeah. If you have long-term care insurance, you would still pay us and then turn it into long-term care. We don't bill long-term care. So there are several options, too. Other than private pay.
The other thing I know is this has been a real blessing in your life.
It has.
For you. I've heard that. I've heard you share that with me as your friend. And so who can work there? Who can, I mean, like if that's something, like you said, I was done with that 24-hour type of nursing. Who is allowed to work at Generations Crossing and serve this population?
We hire registered nurses and LPNs. We have one nurse on each day, and then certified nursing assistants or direct care assistants. And so if they have their license and training in that, you know, if they want just PRN, which means as needed that you're on call, like today we had a call off, and so we called somebody that doesn't work regularly or... So all you have to do, you can get an application online or you can stop by Monday through Friday and pick up an application. And then the child care side, which I don't have anything to do with, but Leanne Karakoff is the child care coordinator. And I know they're always needing teachers and teacher assistants and substitutes
right.
In the afternoon, especially. But, yeah, you could call and check into that, too.
I've often thought that if you were done with that type of nursing and you weren't ready to completely be done working, a blessing that could be.
The four nurses of us that are there, like one nurse works 2 days a week, another nurse works a day and a half, another nurse works a day and a half, because we're all around the same age. We've retired for the most part, but it's great because it still makes us feel needed and useful and still have our licenses, and we're just not ready to totally give it up. So to go 1 or 2 days a week is perfect for us.
I love that.
Yeah. Ramona, we talked about one already, but maybe there's some generic stories of how, you know, you're able to bless. You know, you talked about, small things like giving people ice cream or somebody who... they might struggle to want to come there, but they are so blessed by being there. Just anything you would like to share that kind of gives a picture, an overview of the ministry there that you all are doing to these families, to these people.
Well, just nonverbal communication goes a long way. So just seeing, even with the people with dementia, they recognize regular caregivers. The one that says she loves me, she couldn't tell you my name, I don't think, but she recognizes me the 3 days a week that she comes. This morning, as soon as the door opened, I'm standing there, and I say her name and do like that, reach my arms out like I do every morning, and she just melts into my arms and chest. She said, "Oh, I love you. I'm so glad you're here." And one guy, I like to pick on him. I always say, "How's your behavior today? How's your behavior today?" And he'll just start laughing, and we pick back and forth at each other. And we have this one young guy that his phone is a purple phone, and he always lays it at the desk during rest time. And so I pick on him, say, "Purple's one of my favorite colors. This may not be here when you get up from rest time." So now we've got the joke. If he lays it there, he'll tell somebody, "Keep an eye on Ramona because she wants my phone." I just like to pick on him. And we have one lady that this was really special. I shared it with my life group. As a matter of fact, a couple months ago, she called me over to the table and she said, "Can you pray for me?" She said, "I can tell that you're a believer by the way you talk." And I said, "Yes, I can." And so she just said, "I've been feeling really, really depressed lately and I just can't get out of it. Would you please pray for me? And if you go to church, could you ask them to pray for me?" And I said, "I absolutely can." So she said, "Could you have a prayer with me now?" So what an opportunity. So we prayed. I called Clayton Justice, and I think we actually met that night. So we prayed for her, and a couple of days, and then I just made a point to go in and give her a hug every time that I saw her and ask how she was doing. And with a couple of days, she said, "I feel so much better.
Praise the Lord.
I just feel so close to you that I could do that." And then a week later, her daughter-in-law had an incident. She asked me to pray for her. So I called the life group up, and we rallied, and she's doing better. And she just said she could tell the difference, that somebody was praying and was there. It was so obvious to her, and she hasn't had any more episodes of depression since that time. Wow. So just for me to be able to do that, and that she's blind, for her able to hear in my voice or whatever,
yes,
that I was a believer, that was special. Yes. That was special.
And what a gift. It's a double blessing gift of presence, yeah. Isn't it?
I just feel good. I just feel good when I'm there. I just feel good when I'm there.
And you were able to pull your life group, people in your life group, mm-hmm. into ministering mm-hmm. to these people as well. And Angela Cole mentioned double blessing, because mm-hmm. I'm sure you and the other nurses and assistants get as much blessing, and I'm sure the life group got as much blessing out of it as the people you're caring for.
Yeah, and I'm there too, and Angela commented earlier, you know, most people that are close to me and know me very well, and I'll just talk briefly about this, but know that I lost my granddaughter 3 years ago at 9 years old, and that was extremely, extremely hard for me, and still is, because I was a big part of her life and taking care of her. And that's why I left Generations Crossing, was to be able to devote more time to her, about a year. And then after my granddaughter passed away, it took me a while to get myself emotionally and mentally and spiritually back where I needed to be. But I needed to get back to where I could be with people and do something I enjoyed and feel like I was making a difference. I felt like I just needed to be useful and needed, mm-hmm. and that's where God put me, and that's where I believe I belong right now. So, yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Ramona, what else would you like to share, whether it's anything about Generation Crossing or anything that you'd like to share as far as your involvement that we haven't asked you already or that you haven't shared already?
Well, I just feel like I can't do this talk. I don't know that I have anything more to say about Generations Crossing other than it is a great place, a safe place to bring your loved one. So just please reach out to us if you're interested, or spread the word, please. Personal note, I just want to share that I'm very blessed as well. I know I've grown in my faith since I've become a member of the Church of the Nazarene. I started coming here in 2009 and joined in 2010, and it's the best thing that I could have done. One of my best friends the year prior to that invited me to go on the Emmaus Walk, which I really didn't know what that was about, but that started my spiritual growth. And then being involved here in volunteering and women's Bible studies and life group and the awesome ministry team we have here has helped me through some very difficult times. But I always grew up going to church. My parents were great parents, good Christian people, very involved. I knew about Jesus, but it wasn't until an adult that I've really got to know what it was like to be intimate and have a personal relationship with the Lord.
And when did that happen?
2009, when I did the Emmaus Walk, and then since I've been coming here, 2010.
Wow.
And meeting people like you all and Angela, and both as a personal friend and also on the ministry team here and leading the women's Bible study and the women's retreats. And there's just so many opportunities to get to know the Lord and connect with people. And like I say, I'm very much a people person and like to talk, as if you can't tell, but
I'm very grateful. I'm very grateful that in 2010 you made that choice, because yes, you are dear too. To me.
Thank you.
I love you.
And Ramona, you've probably already shared this, but because we call this program Hope Talks, of all the things you've shared, what is one thing, maybe if you could just pick out one thing, that is giving you hope right now?
Just knowing that I can't do anything on my own. Nothing. And the last 3 years have been probably the most difficult, challenging years of my life, with loss and broken relationships. And I have to be open and willing and trusting to God. It's been a very difficult year to learn that I'm not in control, that it's His timing, His will, His purpose for my life. And I just have to stay connected to Him and to people that lift me up and are there for me when I can't carry myself sometimes.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing. And I know we gave it once earlier in the broadcast, but if you would just give the phone number for Generations Crossing and your extension, if anybody was interested, whether in working there or had a family member that could use the services you all provide.
Sure. Again, my name is Ramona Ritchie, and the phone number is 540-434-4901, option 5. If for some reason I have not gotten back with you in 24 hours, then you can call the same number and option 3, which will give you to the adult room where there's always a nurse.
Okay. Thank you. Ramona, it's been great to have you. Angela Cole, it's been great to have you. Thank you for joining me. Angela, would you just mind in closing today, just pray for Ramona, pray for Generations Crossing and the ministry they do?
Absolutely. Thank you. Dear Lord, I thank you for my dear friend, Ramona. I thank you for her life. I thank you for her spirit. I thank you, Lord, that she has given her life to care for others. And Lord, I thank you for that. And I thank you that she continues. And Lord, if there are those that need this kind of care, I pray, Lord, that you would help them to hear this. Yes, and Lord, that they would be able to find respite and hope for themselves. I pray a blessing on Ramona, Lord. I know that she shared you are her hope. Continue to strengthen her and bless her. I pray for Generations Crossing. I love what they do there and so many of the wonderful people there. And I just pray, God, that you would bless them, that, Lord, you would be their provision and help, that you would fill those rooms and can provide every bit of staff they need, and that it would just be done with a quality and a care that pleases you. And we give you all the praise in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, Ramona and Angela. Thank you for filling in for Pastor Margaret today. It's been great to have both of you.
Thank you, Grayson.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast of Hope Talks. I pray that as Angela Cole and I have talked with Ramona Ritchie a little bit about her story and about Generations Crossing and the ministry they do, we pray that it's been a half hour of hope for your life. May God bless.
Hope Talks is sponsored by Church of the Nazarene in Harrisonburg in partnership with Sunshine Ministries. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcast. Your feedback helps us spread hope to even more listeners. Stay tuned for more uplifting stories in the next episode. Until then, keep the faith, share the love, and find joy in the hope that Jesus Christ brings.